I am my mammy's only son. I speak my language with my tongue. I'm slippery most and slippery heel. I never work, and I never will.
Hello, Mose. What makes you so happy today?
Why, today Jimmy Trigger's returning home from the war.
Is that the same Jimmy that went away a few years ago with those soldiers?
The same Jimmy Trigger. And the fife and drum corps has gone down to Deborah to escort him up here.
To my friend now.
Right forward, peace, march. Hey, Jimmy, you must have some awful times down in Mexico.
Oh, I had some awful experiences down yonder.
Did you ever do any guard duty?
Of course I done guard duty.
Hey, Jimmy, suppose you was on guard duty at night and two Mexicans were to approach your post, what would you do?
Why, I'd shoot them.
Supposing four Mexicans were to approach your post, then what would you do?
I'd shoot them, too.
Supposing 100 Mexicans were to approach your post, then what would you do?
I'd lay down my rifle, and I'd form a line.
What kind of a line could you form by yourself?
A beeline for camp.
What makes general?
Why, politics.
What is a furlough?
A furlough is a leave of absence granted to weak-kneed officers.
Jimmy, you certainly am a soldier.
You know, one day the general says, Jimmy, we're short of fresh meat. He says, take your rifle and go beyond the hills and see if you can't pot some back.
Mm-hmm.
I took my rifle. I went over to the hills and I walked about a mile back.
Yeah.
And I come upon six great big grizzly bears. Oh, mercy. And they were playing with the cubs.
Little baby bears.
Yeah. And them bears looked at me, and I looked at them. And I said, this here is no place for Jimmy.
Why should see none?
Oh, Lord, I laid down my rifle, and I started on a run. And the bears, they run after me. Oh, I cut a hole in the air. Oh, them bears got so close to me that I could feel the hot breath from them on the bosom of my pants. There I was a-tearing down the road.
Yeah.
The soldier said, look out, here comes Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, separate, disperse, kid, I'm fetching them into camp alive.
Jimmy, you are a bear hunter.
He is.
But Jimmy, you remember when I was in the Navy?
Oh, I remember that well.
Yeah, we got orders one day from Washington to take a great big six-mast schooner down to Key West. We were sailing along nice and light when we was way, I believe, 50 miles below Cape Hatteras. We was in latitude 32 or longitude 411-44.
Oh, that's a crap game.
Well, of a sudden, the captain spied a great big black cloud. We sailed right underneath this cloud. What do you expect this cloud was?
I don't know. What was it?
Why, it was a flock of mosquitoes. Gallinippers.
Gallinippers?
Yeah, they lit on that ship and they just cleaned us out of every inch of canvas that was on the ship. And every bit of tar rope we had, they just cleaned us clean.
I seen that same cloud of mosquitoes down in Veracruz.
How do you know they were the same mosquitoes?
They had tar rope suspenders on and canvas overhauls, too.